waiting, and hoping. These are the two qualities that we struggle the most at postmodern people, especially in a consumeristic and hedonistic society. We are told that immediate gratification is the way to go. If we can swipe our credit card, if we can add to our shopping cart, if we are able to purchase whatever we want, do it now. Don't wait. Do whatever you got to do in order to make yourself happy. So consumerism and hedonism tells us that immediate gratification is the way to go. And that's why we have a shallow, a vain, and a hopeless society that have no depth, no substance, nothing to live more than what captivates, what is appealing, or what pleases the eyes and the senses, what make us feel good. As a priest, and especially nowadays as the military chaplain, I see even now in our own soldiers and our troops a sense of hopelessness. Many times people use the military as a way to escape from broken family or from the past that they don't want to deal with. And they use the military as an escape so that they can be free to do whatever they want. Sometimes they engage in relationships that are not very healthy, toxic codependent relationships, sexual and very shallow relationships that hurt and scar them for life. But yet, these young people are just like what our young people are doing on the outside. They're doing what society tells them to do, to be the quote-unquote best version of yourself, to live your best life, to do whatever you want, and don't worry about what other people think of you, because you have the ability, you have the freedom, and you have the power to define and create your identity yourself. My brothers and sisters, it sounds captivating, it sounds appealing, it sounds empowering, but also at the same time, it is hopeless because people don't have anything else to look for except for this vain and this fleeting, this shallow, and this sense of like, I have nothing more to live than what really fill this void that I have deep from within for the last, for a short moment. So we have become a hopeless people. What do I mean by hope? The virtue of hope, my brothers and sisters, is often depicted in Christian images as an anchor because it helps us to be anchored in someone who gives us life, God Himself, in His teaching that help us to shelter against the storms, against all the trials, all the sufferings, and all the things that go wrong or the things that are beyond us. My brothers and sisters, hope help us to be anchored, to be deepened, and to know who we are deep from within. Furthermore, hope, the word hope in Latin is esperanza. And for someone who speaks Spanish, we know that esperanza, the verb esperar, which means to wait. So to hope or to learn how to hope is to wait. Wait. Waiting is so hard because it teaches us patience. It teaches us to slow down. It teaches us to look for something that's greater than ourselves. And furthermore, to hope is to wait for the Lord to teach us, to guide us, and to fill us with His love that is not quantifiable, that is not shallow, that is not vain, that is not fleeting, that is not captivating, or that is not just appealing to the eyes or the senses. To allow His love to fill us with simple, with pure, and with self-giving love. My brothers and sisters, we have become a hopeless society because we keep chasing after things that are fleeting. hopelessly thinking that they will make us happy. Yet all these things changes, and we are being left discontent, unhappy, frustrated, and at the same time, lost. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, as we begin the Advent season this Sunday, I invite you to contemplate, just as the church invite you to contemplate on the virtue of hope. How are you and I practicing the virtue of hope in our life? How are we hoping for the Lord? By waiting for Him? By expanding our heart? By desiring Him? And by putting Him first? How are we practicing the virtue of hope so that the Lord become our anchor? Become the ones that help us to have the depth and to have substance, to have real life, instead of chasing after fleeting moments, fleeting emotions, fleeting sentiments, and fleeting attractions and gratification to the things of this world. How are we practicing hope? My brothers and sisters, that's why the church gives us the Advent season. Society already skipped to Christmas. Everywhere we go nowadays, it's all like Christmas shopping. Let's fill more things, let buy more things. That'll make us happy. That make our children happy. Let me ask you this one question, my brothers and sisters. Why do our children have more toys than what we had back in the past? More things than what we have in the past. But yet our children is still empty. Feel like we're not giving them enough. Perhaps we have taught hopelessness to our children because we have taught them to chase after immediate gratification and quantifiable goods instead of quality of love, quality of life. We have taught our children the values of this world and we have made them hopeless. They no longer know how to wait. They no longer know how to appreciate the small things, the small matters, the small relationships, and give themselves with simplicity and purity apart. They always want more. And we have fed into that, and we have made our children hopeless, lost, and filled them with the despair of this world because we have made them vain and shallow. Because we ourselves perhaps have been vain, shallow, and lost. Yet, let us make this Advent season the best ever, learning how to hope in the Lord, how to anchor ourselves in Him, with Him, through Him, and for Him, by a life of prayer, by a life of worship, by waiting, by practicing patience, and allowed ourselves to be watchful, to be alert, because we do not know when the time will come, when He will come to seize us. My brothers and sisters, overcome hopelessness, overcome despair, overcome vanity by how we choose to put the Lord first. I end my homily today by asking you the same thing. Watch. The word watch. We must prepare ourselves, my brothers and sisters. Just like when the Lord came more than 2,000 years ago, people did not recognize Him because they were too busy living their life, occupied and worried about the things of this world. They did not recognize Him. May we not do the same. May we find the time to slow down, to be attentive, to prepare our heart, prepare our home, prepare our family, and prepare our inner sanctum, inner sanctuary, inner heart to welcome the Lord. So that when He comes again, in small, simple, unpretentious, but loving way, we can recognize Him. embrace Him, love Him, and allow Him to teach us that He is enough, that His love is enough, that we don't need anything else in this world because He is our hope, our love, our everything.